Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Don Fotopoulos back on the show. I'm very excited that Don can join us again. Don has been a member of our Brain Trust now for quite a while. She's the founder of HiddenProfit.com, DF Consulting. She's associate professor of business at The King's College in New York City. She's the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, and she's our good friend, Don Fotopoulos. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Okay, we're going to talk, folks, about you in just a few minutes. But right now, I want to talk about Don and something that she and her students have done at The King's College. Don, tell us what you've been working on. This is very exciting.
Well, I teach a number of courses at the King's College, and one of them is business strategy. And my upperclassmen have to take this class in order to graduate, but it's a great course because it's actually a simulation where each one of these students gets to run a $40 million publicly traded company through a simulation as if they were CEO of that company.
Mm-hmm.
So we lean very heavily on Harvard Business School cases and all my other classes, but in this class, they get the opportunity to make their own decisions, and they've got like 250 variables they've got to decide, right? Products, pricing,
right?
How many employees, what they're going to do with their production. They're actually running a computer chip company.
Hmm.
And I'm very proud of them because 6 p.m. yesterday, we got the news that we beat out 2,500 other colleges and universities to win one of six seats at the finals.
These are the international finals.
Yes.
There are what, six or seven other groups?
There are only five other groups.
Five other groups.
Six,
you're
yes,
one
16.
Of six.
Yeah, six teams are going to duke it out for 8 hours on Saturday to see who can generate the most. And it's really interesting, Jim, because it's not just about generating profitability, but there's something called the balanced scorecard, where basically you have to manage all these variables and balance them so that you're not just, you know, cutting all your staff in order to generate profitability.
Right.
You've got to manage the business so the business remains viable. So you've got to look at your products.
You're also teaching them not to make profits on the back of their employees.
That's right. Well, and then, so they have the opportunity, for example, to invest in training. And your last conversation was very pertinent, right? When
mm-hmm.
Jeff was talking about, you know, improving your intellectual capital and always reinventing yourself and all of that. I mean, believe it or not, some of that is actually captured in the simulation.
Wow.
You know, they're running these businesses. They have roughly, you know, 200-300 employees in the business, and they can... they can invest in recruiting. They can invest in training. They can.
Is there an algorithm that tells who won? Figure out who won?
Yeah. Well, they get points for all these various key performance indicators.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get gross margin over 30%, they get points for that. If their profitability is a percentage of revenues, they get.
And what are the parameters that maybe hold them back if they make a wrong decision about investing and it's illogical in the marketplace?
Well, I'll tell you what happens. Most of the time what happens is they get very aggressive about what they think they're going to sell. So they build huge inventories that they think they're going to sell. They don't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up with these enormous inventories sitting in their warehouse.
Who decides if it's going to be sold, somebody's going to buy it? Who decides
that? Well, there is a huge algorithm behind this whole thing.
Wow.
That determines, that manages all these 250 variables for each company.
Because you know nothing happens until somebody makes a sale, right? As an old salesman, I always got to put that in there.
Well, right. That's
but,
right.
You know, I want you to tell us the name of the program.
The name of the program is called CAPSIM, and it's by Management Simulations, Inc. out of Chicago.
Right.
And I've been working with these guys for about 2 years.
Is this going to be televised or on the Internet or anything?
It is going to be on the Internet. In fact, what we're going to do is...
Can you tell us where to go? Can you tell us where to go online?
Oh, okay. You know what? It's follow us on Facebook, The King's College.
The King's College. Okay, go to The King's College.
King's College, and it's got a beautiful...
TheKingsCollege.edu? .edu?
Well, it's TKC.edu is our website.
Right.
But we're going to be posting on the Facebook page.
Okay, all right. So see if you can find it, folks. Folks, this is one of six seats. Her six students are going to be in one of six seats for the international finals. They beat 2,500. What have you heard me say before, folks? No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
And I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.